friends, this year should be a special schus for Avi Mar and Imi Maratzi Shiyichyu. And Lili Nishmas, Maris Esther Basrib Shmuel, a schus for Yeshua Meir and Chavis Sara, a schus Yidid Nafshi Daniel Banner, a schus Yidid Nafshi Moshe Yudah Ben Peshadina, a schus Yidid Nafshi Yona Kluger. They should all have Baruch Hatzlacha B'chol Maaseh Yedeihem U'Brius HaShleima. We're going to be discussing the inyan of Haramas Yad, of lifting up one's hand against one's friends. Unfortunately, we live in a kufa where there's a lot of violence. So this is definitely in Yanei Diyoma. And I saw a nice shtickle in the Parsha Sheet Malechas Machsheves, written by one of the great Gerer Rabbanim, Hagoyin Reb Tzal of Exelstein Shlita. It says in the Torah, Lo Yosef. So if you hit your friend, if one hits his friend, strikes one's friend, he is over on a lav deoraisa, because it says you give 39 malchus and not one more. So if you strike anybody, so you're over on Lo Yosef, chas v'shalom. And it says in the Gemara in Ksubis on page 32b that a person gets malchus for this lav if there's no chiyuv tashlum, and if there's a chiyuv tashlum, and so then you don't have to both pay and you get malchus. But if there's no chiyuv tashlum and ayin sham in the Gemara, then you get malchus. Then you get malchus. And if a person does so b'mezid, if a person strikes his friend b'mezid, then he's pasul eidus midoy rais and parshas Shmos 2:13. It says Ve'amar l'rosh alam esakereyecha Chazal darshin Sanhedrin 58b that amagbiach yado al chavero alpha pishalohi ko nikwa rosh. If somebody raises his hand on his friend, even though he doesn't actually strike him, he's called a rosh. Just raising your hand. So it doesn't say lama hikisa. It says lama sake. Why are you going to hit your friend? So just by raising one's hand, one is already called a rasha. Rasha lama sake re'echa. Wow, so you see that just raising one's hand already gives one the status of being a rasha. The Ramah Choshen Mishpat Siman Lamadal Sivdal brings the name of the Mordechi HaMagbiya Yadu HaChavera LaKosa Pasal Eidus Midrabanan. So he holds that one is only Pasal Eidus Midrabanan. One is only disqualified from testifying to Rabbanan. However, this is Shver, because it's known the Klal of the Rambam Menuchos Eidus 10:2 that if somebody is over an Avera that he doesn't get Malchus for, he's not Nifsala Eidus. So here, if you're Magbia Yado, you don't get Malchus. So then why should he be Pasala Eidus, even Midrabban? And answers the Beis Yosef in Simon Lamed Dalid, Shameirim Yad al Chavero is over in an Isser Daraisis, even though he's not Loke, they still Pasal him Midrabban and La Eidus, because he's over on a Lav de Oraisa. We find that even if somebody's over a Surim Durabanan, that they pass it on Leidus. So certainly here, if he's over on an Isser de Oraisa. However, mi pash this Divrei Aravan, which is brought in the Mordechi, it would appear that he holds that if somebody lifts up his hand to hit his friend, he's pasul Leidus midaraisa, because he compares it to eating Nevelis. Also from the Beis Yosef, it would appear that it wasn't clear to him that if somebody gets, if somebody's Meirim Yad, he doesn't get Malchus. But rather, there was a tzad in the Beis Yosef's mind that Itaka does get Malchus and he's Pasul Min HaTorah. So we have here two tzadim. We have maybe he's Pasul Eidus Midrabanan, maybe he's even Pasul Eidus Midaraisa. The emes is that the Maritats in the Chadoshas and Simon Chavhei is Tamei on the tzad of the Beis Yosef and the Maskan of the Ramah that hold that he's Pasul Eidus only Midrabanan, because the whole Yisod that we say in order to Pasul somebody who sins Be'edus, that he has to be over on a chait that you get Malchus for. We learn from the Pasuk of Yayin bin Hakos HaRosha, which is talking about Malchus, and it calls him a Rosha. But Legabe Eidus, it says, Al Tashis Yatchim Rosha Lios Eid Chamas. And so writes the Rambam. So therefore, we have Malchus, the Pasuk talks about Malchus and calls him a Rosha. And then when we talk about Eidus, it says that a Rosha shouldn't be an Eid. So since somebody gets Malchus, it's called a Rasha, and somebody is Pasul Eidus if he's a Rasha Memele. Anytime somebody doesn't have air for which he gets Malchus, he's Pasul Eidus because he's a Rasha. So we see from here that only a sin for which there's malchus, one is pasul eidus. But if somebody's meirim yad al chaveiro, shteit mefurish, v'yomer l'rasha lama sakere echa. He said to the Rasha, why are you striking your friend? So it's Pashut that in our case, that he's explicitly called by the Pasuk of Rasha, that he's going to be Pasul Leidus. The Maritatz doesn't understand how you can only Pasul somebody Leidus the Rabbanon if he strikes his friend. You see here that it's Pasul Daraisa because the Torah calls him a Rasha and it says, Al Tashas Yadchaim Rasha Liyasei Tchomas. A Rasha's Pasul Leidus. Shmos 23:1. So this is very very schwer. So it would seem that he's pasul eidus midoraisa. So what's the answer to this kasha? The answer is in the Tshuvas Beis Yosef we see in Dinei Kedushin in Siman Beis that since it doesn't say lehegi in the Torah rasha lamerim yado al chaveiro, it's not lehegi, it's not explicit. Memela the psula eidus is only the rabbanon and not the oraisa. But the Maritatz wanted to say, no, he's called a Rush in the Pasuk. The Psul is Dorais. The Sakopanim, we have a Machlokas. Somebody lifts up his hand against his friend. Is he Pasul Eidus Midrabanan or Midorais? Another way to be Mataritz this Kasha is based on the following Suffolk. What's the reason that it's Usur to be Meirim Yad al Chavero? Is it because he is scaring his friend and there's Tsar, there's Rikshe Hashpala? Or maybe just on the tsar alone, one isn't called a rasha, but rather on the ratzon, on the will to actually hit him, that he intends to hit him. And even though we paskin Kedushin 39b that a machshava roi nekadosh baruch hu mitzar for lemaisa, here he does a maisa baharomas yad, he's lifting his hand. So that's the shaila. The shaila is it because he's scaring his friend or no? Just on the tsar that he scared his friend is not enough, but that he actually wants to go ahead and do a maisa and hit the guy. And the nafkamina would be, is let's say, I knew somebody when I was a kid like this, he'd walk by me, an older kid, and he would just lift up his hand as if he's going to hit me. That was his minug. And each time, you know, I would cringe, oh, he's going to hit me. And then he wouldn't, but he just, you know, he just wanted to show me he was boss. That was mamish amazing. So that's the nafkamina. The nafkamina is when you lift up your hand in order to scare somebody, but you don't actually intend to hit him. According to the first reason, he's called a Rasha because he scared his friend. According to the second reason, he's not called a Rasha because he didn't intend to hit him. Because according to the second sad, the reason one is called a Rasha when he raises his hand is because he intends to hit him. So if we go like the second sad, we could be Miyashiv the Kasha, the Maritatz. Why is he not Nifsal Eidus Daraisa? The Torah calls him a Rasha. Because that the Torah calls him a Rasha is because he wants to hit his friend. So it's only a Machshava Ra. Machshava Ra. Ain't a Kaddish Baruch Hu, normally ain't a Kaddish Baruch Hu Mitzara for Lemaisa. But here a Kaddish Baruch Hu is Mitzara if this bad thought, Lemaisa, because he actually lifted up his hand. Here he does a Maisa Baharamas Yad. So he does a Maisa Baharamas Yad and he intends to hit his friend. But it's not an Avera Gemura. But it's rather ki'ilu that he hit his friend. And for that, there's no psul leidus. There's also nisr of losanu of an ostvarim of causing someone tsar. But for that, you don't get malchus for. That's ein lokin alav, ein bo maisa. So therefore, in the losanu, there's no psul leidus. And even the meirim yad, there is a maisa. The chinuch already writes, we've discussed this in the past, that an isser that you can do without a maisa, even when there is a maisa, you don't get malchus. So here in this case, what's the avera? The avera is that he intends to hit the guy. It's on the ratzon. On the ratzon to hit the guy, so it's as if he already hit him. But since it's only on the ratzon, but he hasn't actually hit him yet, so therefore we can say that he's not posaleidus daraisa. Because it's only a machshava ra. It's only a thought. It's on his intention. He's getting it on the intention. If you hold it's on the tsar, the rikshe hashpala, so here he did a maisa to cause his friend tsar. He raised his hand. So if you do a maisa and you're getting an avera for causing your friend tsar because of this maisa, so of hitting him, of raising your hand, so even if before hitting him, so there it should be a psul daraisa. But if we hold like the tsar that just on the tsar alone, he's not called a rasha, but on the ratzon, on the will to hit his friend, he's called a rasha. So on a will, on a ratzon, it's not an avera gemura, So you don't get a psul d'oraisa. There's no psul edus d'oraisa. It's only as if he hit him, but it's not as if he actually hit him. So we have two terutzim to the kash of the maritats, either because the pasuk doesn't say it explicitly, or because the avera is on the ratzon to hit his friend, and that's not enough to passel the person le'edus. And again, on the losonu, you're also not getting malchus, because losonu can be done without a maisa. Now, if somebody sees his friend that he wants to hit him, and the only way to save himself is to hit him first, so the Rush writes, Baba Kama Perak Gimel Simen Yud Gimel Shemutr Lo La'akosu Kadeli Notzel Miyado Achani Mili Beinu Yochli Notzel Bofen Acher. So you're allowed to save yourself, to protect yourself. You know, this whole, giving the other cheek, the Christian idea that somebody smacks you on one side, you say, thank you, sir, like in the movie Oliver. It was a popular movie in the 1970s. An English boy who went to an orphanage. Oliver! Anyway, so there was something there in the movie that, thank you, sir, may I have another, right? When he was hit by the guy in the orphanage. So he asked him for more. He wanted to be respectful. That was the rule. In any event, so you're allowed to hit the guy in order to save yourself. You don't give him the other cheek and say, oh, you hit me on one side, hit me on the other. No. You're even allowed to strike somebody in order to be to protect yourself. But that's if you can't protect yourself otherwise. Now what about hitting your friend if your friend is maskim? So the Shulchan Aruch HaRav writes in the name of the Rishonim that it's usur. And he explains the reason is because ein ladam rishus al gufo kla lola hakoso v'lola vaisho. You have no rishus on your guf to allow somebody to hit you. Mapitom. So the famous article, very famous article by Reb Zevin, in his Lora Halacha. Reb Zevin was the master of literary genius in writing halachic articles in contemporary language. And he has an article there about Shylock and Shakespeare, about selling your flesh. Is it mutter to do such a thing? You know, you're maskim, you're going to sell your flesh. So he says, no, Shulchan Aruch HaRav, ain't the Mishus HaGuf HaKlal, but today it's very accessible. You can read the article yourself. It's Mamish Geshmak. Rav Zevin wrote so beautifully. We need more Rav Zevins, unfortunately. Chaval al da'avdim velo mishtakchen. Mamish Gebaldik. Although I saw he has a grandson. He has a number of children who are Talmid Chacham, children, grandchildren, but he has a grandson in Bnei Brak, who's a young man, a very big Talmid Chacham. Maybe it's his great-grandson, his grandson. Anyway, so he writes also very, very well. He has a number of Masechtos Chedushim, also very clear. So we love the Zevin family. In any event, so even if your friend is masking that you should hit him, no, Ein Ladam Rishus HaGufo Klal. And that's what it says in the Gemara Sanhedrin, Nun Ches Amid Beis, Hasoser Lor Shel Chavero, Kisus Kilu Soter Lor Shel Shechina. If you smack your friend, it's like smacking the Shechina. And the Gemara is not Mechalek between a Tzad Gamor and a Pasha the Yid. Whoever you're hitting, it's like you're hitting the Shechina. And look at the Lashon of the Heilige Balatanya in Perek Memvav, Ubizayuvan Chomashona Isra Melechus Beshabas, Subhomits Pepesa, Hashabal Chomevishli, Shaf Benevish Borvam Ards, Gomor Mayor, or Kadushis Shabbos Vyamtif, Menido Benasho, Vikaris Viskila, Hilu Kadushi Zuva, Gamashu Chomit, Total Muksa Poygam, Kadush Al Mafsha, Kadush Nevish at Sadik, Gitara Achas Likulanu, Zokta, Hailika Balatanya, that we understand why it's so chomer to do malach on Shabbos, eating chomets on Pesach, because even the most ignorant Jew, even the most posh the Yid, but the light of Shabbos and Yontif shines on him, and when he is mechalel Shabbos and Yontif, he's blemishing the holy kedusha on his soul, as if he was a tzaddik. And the Gemara says, "Bizman shad mitzdar shchina malashen omeres kalani miroshi kalani mizroi umchalal lavatanish mahein." When the shchina has tzar, when a person has tzar, what does the shchina say? Oh, I have such pain in my head. I have such pain in my arm. And Mida Tova Meruba, if you cause a Jew simcha, how amazing it is. And it says in the Sfasemis in Lakitim, Amasecha Shabbos, Dibar Maschel, Vesmechem, and Taf Peches Amid Beis, that a Yidin always has to be besimcha. Because when you're Bitsarag, the Shechin is Bitsar. So How can you not be Bitsar? How can you be Bitsar? You're causing the Shechina Tsar. So there's a very, very big Aveira in causing another Jew Tsar. Gotta stay far away from that. And that's the Derech HaChassidus, as the son of Rav Meilech Milizhinsk writes, the Derech of Chassidim. They used to love each other so much, they didn't know who was whose father, who was whose son. Everybody loved everybody equally. And that's an amazing idea, that we should just feel such liebshaft, such incredible, powerful love for every Jew. And it's well known that the Talmidei HaRebbe Milublin, the Choze, were very angry at the Yid HaKadosh of Pshischa, that he started becoming a Rebbe already in the lifetime of their Rebbe. So the Talmidim of the Choze were sitting at a Hilula, at a Sudas Yortzeit, Lechvoid Rav Melech Milizhensk, and in the middle came Reb Shlomo Lev Milenshe, Zchus Yogan Aleinu, Migdoile Talmidei Ayida Kaddish, to join them. And everybody walked out in protest. Oh, you're going to the Talmud, you're going to the Yida Kaddish, you're leaving the Chayza, how can you do that? So everybody left except for the Bnei Yisaschar Midinov. He didn't want to embarrass him. And he explained that in the Parsha of Akedah we find that Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Avram Avinu to bring Yitzchak on the Mizbech and to shecht him. That was from Hashem. To take him down from the Mizbeach, a Malach was sent. So if the Malach came to tell him to take him off the Mizbeach, why wasn't the Malach telling him originally to sacrifice him? So the answer is if a Malach tells you to sacrifice a Yid, it's Aser. Only if you hear the message directly from Hashem. So if the Malach would have told him to do the Akedah, they wouldn't have listened. This is brought in the Sefer Ramasayim Tzofim. So we understand that when a Jew is Bitzar, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Bitzar. In order to put HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bitzar, you need a message from Hashem himself. So that's the inyan of not being Mitzar Yid. Svasemis writes, Shnas Tafresh Memalef, Dibur Maschil Burashi, on the words of Chay Noida Adavar Lodia Echshem Abim Chatz Vishalom Kol Aschusim Adi Lashon Hara. That person speaks Lashon Hara about a Jew, he loses all of his merits. Mida Tova Meruba, if you speak Lashon Tova, how amazing it is. And like I mentioned before, that Bayamim Mahim Bazman Azeh, today there's so much violence, there's so much verbal violence, the rhetoric that you have all over the place on social media, just terrible, terrible the way people speak, and the nivel peh, and the animosity between people. So many people, I think it's 1 out of 5 people, they did a poll, aren't speaking to someone, a relative or a friend, because of differences in political viewpoints. So we're living in a very, very fractured society in Eretz Israel, in America. You have on the various chassiduyos, you have, unfortunately, machlokes, and it turns violent at times. It causes every Jew with a feeling heart, it causes him tsar, and more importantly, it causes the Shechina tsar. So we have to take this message of the Rasha Lamasaka Reyecha. One is called a Rasha before he even does anything, just for lifting his hand. Either because he causes another person, another Jew tsar, or because he intends to hit somebody. The Lubavitcher Rebbe says that the hand is there to give, and he's using that same hand to hit. It's the opposite. Apuche matrasa lamali. How can you do the opposite of what it's intended for? The hand is there to give tzedaka, and instead he's using it to hit, Rachmana Litzlan. So we live in very, very violent times, unfortunately. And it's our job as B'nai Torah, obviously not taking a stance on the political issue, who should be president, whether we like the new president or don't like the new president, whether we like the old president or don't like the old president. That's not my purpose to discuss. Obviously, I'm Jewish, I have my opinions, but that's not the issue. The issue is that we should know how severely the Torah looks upon someone who raises his hand to hit his friend, and how much tsar one should feel about what's going on in the general world, and particularly in Klal Yisrael, all of the sinas chinam, and all of the violence, both verbal and physical. And we look towards the messianic era of V'nasati Shalom Ba'aretz, like it says in Bechukot Zay, and like it says in Yeshayahu. Beautiful pasuk, Megarze Avim Keves, V'namirim Gidi Yirbatz, Lo Yurav Lo Yashchisu B'chol Har Kotshi, U'mol Aretz Deyas Hashem K'mayim Liyam Mechasim. That the lamb is going to lie next to the lion. The great Rabbi Isaac Bernstein, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, was a Rav in England, in Ireland, and he was the Rav of the Jewish Center, I think, from 1977 to 1981. He died very young, fortunately. So I remember him well. So one of his classic lines was the lamb is going to lie next to the lion, but he's not going to get much sleep that night. In any event, we look forward to a time where we have peace on earth, and the world is filled with knowledge of God. And we have to remember the Jewish klal of how you know your b'derech haTorah. It says in the pasuk, "Derechei derechei Noam b'chol nesivasei shalom." So if it's Noam, if it's pleasant, if it's shalom, then it's more likely that you're on the path of the Torah. But if it's kinan, sinan, kas, and all the negative midos, then one is probably not. And even if one is kiviyachol l'shem shamayim, there's usually a shalol l'shem shamayim that's mixed in there, unfortunately. So is the human animal. Okay, so we should be zochem mir tashem bekarov, the Yeshua Hashem. Amen, amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.